Have you ever left a drive-through window and said these words? This is not what I ordered. Yep, me too. And it is the most frustrating thing. I know, first world problems, but still, this happened to me not too long ago. I had actually just finished one of our video shoots and was so thirsty and so hungry because I didn't eat breakfast that day. I went through a burger place and ordered what I always order, a burger, no cheese, with mayo, lettuce, and tomato, with an unsweet tea and strawberry flavor added. I paid, got my lunch, and drove away. Once I got onto the interstate, I carefully began to get my burger out. But first, I had a big drink of what I thought was my tea, but turned out to be the nastiest thing I've ever tasted. It tasted like burnt iced coffee with maybe strawberry flavoring. It was awful. And my burger, well, it had double cheese, onions, ketchup, and pickles. It was not a good moment for me. Still, I was so hungry. I ate the burger anyway, but could not stomach that drink. It was not what I ordered. It tasted awful. I was upset and disappointed, but I had to eat it. Looking back on this year, did anyone order this? I'll have a worldwide pandemic, please, with fear, anxiety, lockdowns, racial division, riots, looting, murder hornets, hurricanes, wildfires, Zoom meetings, restaurants closing, virtual schooling, with masks, all within a massively politically divided presidential election year. Anybody order that? Not what we ordered, but what we have received. I had great expectations for 2020. I was praying for clarity, a vision, and God perspective to see where and how God wanted to use me, what goals and growth I needed to move toward and step into for 2020. That's what I ordered. It didn't come quite like I thought it would, but you know what? It came just like God knew it would. God wasn't surprised by 2020. He holds all things, is before all things, and in Him, all things are held together, Colossians 1:17. But what often happens when we don't get what we ordered, when what we were hoping to see happen doesn't happen? We have one of two choices. We get bitter or we get better. It's that simple. We can do all the things to plan and prepare, but when the unexpected comes, how should our heart respond? Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. God gives me hinds feet in high places. He gives me stability when everything around me seems unstable and unsure. When loss surrounds me, still I will rejoice because of the eternal hope I cling to. This past year has been a year of loss, not what we ordered. I've lost dear friends, loved ones are facing cancer. People I love are sick, isolated, and hurting. But still, I will rejoice in my Savior. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet firm and secure, no matter how unstable this world may be or how steep the path before me. I will walk on and see above the pain, above the circumstance, above what I did not order or plan, to see what He has for me through it. He is all I need. That's the truth. Be encouraged today. God is with us. Lean into His strength. Rejoice and count it all joy, knowing God doesn't waste a thing. He uses it all for our good and His glory. I'm Lori Klein.